Bank of Cardiff, this is Hashem. May I start with your 16-digit reservation code, please?
2511.
2511.
3501.
2511. 3501.
0026.
0026.
2026.
2026. Alrighty, let's see what we got here. Are you calling from Flaming Hawkshaw Fabrication?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Excellent. And who am I speaking with?
My name is Daniel.
Daniel?
Mm-hmm. Atchison, A-T-C-H-I-S-O-N.
A-T-C-H-I-S-O-N?
Yes, sir.
Atchison, excellent. Got it. And I'm just going to confirm some of the information that I have on file here. Are you still at 1156 Highway 62, Westville, Oklahoma?
No, I've moved into a new location.
Oh, okay. What's the new address for your location?
It is RR1.
RR1?
Box 68.
Box 68?
Yes, sir. That's Westville, Oklahoma.
Westville, Oklahoma. 74965 still?
Yes.
Excellent. All right. And what's a good phone number in case we get disconnected here?
479.
479.
228.
228.
0809.
0809. Got it. Excellent. Put that in here. All right. And what's a good email for you?
It's Flaming Hacksaw Fab, F-A-B, at Yahoo.
Flaming Hacksaw Fab, F-A-B, at Yahoo.com. Excellent. All right. Gotcha there. And what's the structure of your business here? Are you guys an LLC, an S-Corp, and C-Corp?
LLC.
LLC. Excellent. All right. Great. I mean, we've got, you know, many programs available here to depending on your specific needs. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for so I can kind of punch you in the right direction here.
Now, I'm thinking about introducing some more working capital to the business.
I'm sorry?
Some working capital.
Oh, okay. Absolutely. Are you familiar with working capital at all?
Man, to be honest, I started this business 6 years ago.
Okay.
Not a penny to my name, and
wow.
we've been growing like wildfire, and we're gonna be somewhere around 600,000 to 700,000 gross sales this
wow.
year.
Wow.
And we was 600 the year before, and 500 the year before, and 400 the year before that. So
no kidding.
I struggle with keeping material on the ground. We're manufacturing
right.
a steel product.
Gotcha.
And it's just, you know, we grow and we need more inventory. You know,
right. and it sounds
I've
like
got more employees, and now it's you know, I've used my vendor's terms, and, you know, I stay 30 days current with everybody, but I just can't. The amount they're willing to let me have is always issue, you know.
Right.
I've got a $30,000 line of credit for 30 days. I'm current, but it's always the $30,000 is not enough.
Right, and you never really want to exhaust the line of credit as well.
Yeah, and that's, you know, with my steel and my parts, it's, I mean, I stay about $60,000 into them at all times, and like
right.
I say, I'm paying the bills and everything's paid on time. It's just, man, I'm right up against 30 days all the time and right up against my credit line all the time, and it's just, there's no breathing room whatsoever.
Really?
Yeah.
So you guys are in the,
really?
The whole fabrication business, huh?
Yes.
Very nice. So why don't you tell me how much you're looking for in capital? What would you know put you back on your feet right now and get you rolling?
I'm looking at probably conservatively 50 grand. That would probably get me. Well, I know
Conservatively. Okay.
it would
Not
keep me
deep.
comfortable enough.
Right.
I'm not going to have a just a surplus of stuff sitting around that I could
Hey David, it's Nico.
have on the ground, but I'll be able to comfortably run the business.
Okay, good. So 50 on the conservative end, and if you were to get more than that, how much would you really want? Just
Man,
like
I
to
don't
have some sort of idea of, you know, if we were to get you a higher approval,
Yeah, I don't think I would really want any more than that. I mean, that's
Okay, perfect.
I just seem to stay comfortable.
So 50 grand is what we're looking for today. Excellent. So
Yeah.
tell me again what you're going to really use the 50 grand for. Are you using it to buy the steel or?
Yeah, it'll be steel and parts. Right now, our prime source income is manufacturing trailers and the axles and tires and parts and then the steel.
Gotcha. So we want a lot of inventory and some parts.
Yeah, it'd all be, for the most
All right.
part, everything would be inventory.
Great. So why don't you tell me a little bit about, you know, your return on investment here. If we were to get you that $50,000 and you were to put all that inventory in, what would you know, be able to get projects done faster? Would you be able to have a higher turnaround rate? Like what would really help you out here?
Having the, what would help me more than anything is having the inventory to produce what's the hot ticket item right now. If we do probably 50, 60 different styles of trailers, and if it's the small stuff's really going good or the big stuff's really going good, if we've got an inventory where it's not, where it can ship, within a couple of days and get that impulse buyer's market, that would get us a whole lot more sales versus taking an order, getting a 2 to 3 week turnaround, and then potentially losing the sale because somebody else has it in inventory.
Okay, so it would make the process a lot quicker for you too.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I've got one dealer that will take everything I can produce.
Oh, really?
So
Wow.
it's the work is there. It's
Yeah,
just
the demand is there. You just gotta supply it, huh?
the financing, and with like I said, me starting from absolutely nothing to growing it to what it is now, I've just exhausted every avenue.
Gotcha.
And I really don't want to have to borrow money, but I think I would probably.
Do you have
Probably
a
stupid not to with the work I've got lined up.
Yeah, if you've got a lot of work lined up, definitely. Do you have a pretty good turnaround
Yeah,
Yeah.
usually, mean, I can wouldn't manufacture about two trailers a day, and
Oh, wow.
that's generating probably, depending on what product we're building, between $500 and $1,500 worth of pure profit a day.
Oh, wow.
That is if nothing breaks.
Wow,
So
that's
no
actually
equipment failures or forklift failure or something like that, but and there's a, like anything else, there's the occasional something got cut wrong
Right.
or welded in the wrong spot, and then you have to take 2 or 3 hours to fix it, but we've got the best group of employees we've got ever had at the moment, and
Great.
they can build more than I can keep on the ground.
Wow.
So it's we're constantly running out of stuff
Yeah.
just because the term limits with my vendors.
Gotcha. Well, let's get you more than that.
We just moved into a brand new building I built last winter, and it took about 30 days to move, and that shut down the cash flow for 30 days. So
Wow. That
got us pinned up against the wall a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But what kind of, I looked at some loans where they, I don't know what they call them, where they, the loan gets paid back out of the,
out of sales.
Yeah, out of sales. Is that kind of what you guys do, or are you on a month-to-month basis?
Well, we have all kinds of different programs for this, and we have daily payments, weekly payments, monthly payments, and it all kind of depends on how you look on paper. And, from there, we present to you multiple different options with different payment plans, and then you kind of go for whatever works best for you in the business and how your turnaround works. So it all really depends on how you look. When were you looking to get this done by? Just as soon as possible?
I was just calling to see kind of what the deal is. I've received two or three of your letters. And,
right.
I didn't really know what you guys done or how you done it. I've seen a lot of stuff where they pay back out of sales, and I really don't like that.
Okay.
Just because I don't understand it,
Right, right. And that's an option that, could be available to you, but we also have the option of just paying back a fixed payment without it being on percentage of sales, so it doesn't hurt you.
Yeah.
But for working capital, just give you like a little brief here. What we do is working capital and equipment financing, but you're looking at the working capital side today. So it's similar to a line of credit that you already have, but it's an unsecured cash loan. So for the line of credit, I'm sure you had to put up some collateral in order to get it. And for this, what we do is we take a look at your business, and we take a look at the growth of the business over the years, and then we take a look at your tax return and bank statements. Okay?
Sure.
So we see that you have revenue coming in for the business, and that the overall health of the business is nice, it's strong, it's growing, and you have a lot of potential coming up. And then that's where we base the amount that we can give you and the terms and the rates off of.
Okay.
So it's really similar to a line of credit. And typically we can get you 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as the unsecured cash. So you're looking for $50,000, and if you were telling me that sales this year you're on track for $600 to $700, you're already in that ballpark, because you would be, ready to go anywhere from like 60 to 75K in there.
Yeah.
So 50,000 doesn't sound like it'll be a problem to get to you, especially if you already have work waiting for you. You want to kind of get it as soon as possible so you can make more money,
Yeah.
Yeah. So why don't you tell me a little bit about your credit? Is it, kind of good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It sucks. And there's no the hard pulls on my credit.
No hard pulls on your credit. None of this even goes on your personal credit.
I'm saying the hard pulls against my personal credit has brought it down to bad.
Oh, okay.
Like if you get on Credit Karma or what my wife monitors it, but it's
right.
With all the payment histories, and their little charts green and all this and that. But then when it comes to the inquiries against my credit, it's just, it gets pulled so many times with new vendors and, different things. We just built this new building, and, I got a small line of credit at a lot of different, the electrical supply store, the plumbing deal, and it just, there's been so many pulls on my credit that it's brought it down.
So
everybody runs my personal stuff.
Right. Okay, let's see.
And I think I got a couple vendors that are checking it pretty regular.
Gotcha. And so when you say bad, if you were to ballpark it, what are you kind of looking around?
Like a credit score?
Yeah.
I think it's about 600.
Oh, okay. I was expecting something.
Well, I just bought my house, and when we closed on it, it was $597.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. Make note of that here. And then you told me sales for you last year were around 600. Is that right?
Yeah, 580, I believe, 590.
All right. And then this year you're on track for 600 to 700, you said?
Yeah, I think right now I'm about 630.
Oh, okay.
640, very nice. So.
Very nice. So you should be around 700 probably.
Yeah, I really think we're going to hit. I try to really strive for another 100,000 every year. And I've been
very nice.
I've been within 10 to 20 every year of reaching that goal. And
wow, good for you. What's helping you grow so much?
What's that?
What's helping you grow so much? How are you having such a consistent growth every year?
Well, it's just our products. I mean, we build a real nice product and offered it a real good value, and we've got some good contacts and people starting. You know, when we first started doing it, everybody was skeptical of the new guys.
Right.
You know, and our products have been on the market long enough that people's had them for 4 or 5 years, and they're not falling apart, and everybody's, you know, just word of mouth is building us a reputation.
Very nice.
So it's, in this area, it's become, we're the go-to guys to come and get something done by our reputation, and it's just working really good for us.
Very nice. Wow, good for you. And it's all word of mouth, huh?
For the most part.
Yeah.
I don't advertise at all. I'm 5 miles out in the country. I mean, I'm basically hid from the world now. We ship everything out. We found some niche markets that nobody else is going after.
Very nice.
Making some stuff. If we're working on a real good deal for a trailer to pull a machine that installs fiber optic cable.
Oh, wow.
And nobody's really building anything specific
for
that industry, and that industry is growing like,
yes, it
like
is.
Wildfire. I mean, everything's going fiber optic. And
yep.
And as far as I know, we're the only people building a specifically, you know, one-off custom specific built trailer for the machine that's laying the cable.
Wow.
If that ever blows up, we're gonna be in trouble. We'll probably need a shit ton of money.
I would assume so. Yeah, fiber optics is definitely exploding, though. Just the other day, I had AT&T knocking on the door telling us it's coming soon, and the other day, Google was talking about it as well. So, yeah, big and upcoming market for sure.
Yeah, our local electric co-ops is going all fiber optic.
Wow.
It's a real good deal. Could be. I mean, I've learned not to count my chickens before they hatch.
Exactly.
But we've got one on the road every day and been promoting it, and guys are starting to see it, and we're slowly starting to take orders for these trailers. And I think once it hits, it'll be really good.
Good. Good.
But that'll be another discussion as far as financing goes.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
You got to buy in volume to make money. I mean,
yep.
If I buy two axles, I don't save nothing. If I buy 20, I can, you know, I can put $200-$300 a product in my pocket.
Absolutely.
By buying in volume.
Of course, but every time you buy it in bulk, it's going to end up being a little bit cheaper. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, that's just money that goes direct into my pocket. So.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely down the line. We actually just had some construction company. He works on school districts, and he landed some fat contract in Los Angeles for the LA Unified School District. And every month this guy comes in, he wants, you know, $200,000 every month, $200,000 every month, $200,000, because he's just constantly working and can barely keep up with it. It's crazy. Yeah. So once you find that market, it's gonna get rolling for you fast.
Yeah, you got to be ready for it.
Yes, you do. And you told me you guys have been in business for 6 years, you said?
Yeah, I started in 2009.
2009, okay.
It's been late 2009.
Okay. And are you the 100% owner of this business?
Yes.
Excellent. And then you said, have you already looked into financing?
Not really.
Not really? You're just kind of shopping around right now?
Yeah, I just, like I said, I've got a couple of your letters here and there, and I've opened them, and I got one yesterday or the day before, and I looked at it and sat down, and I got to thinking, you know, it could really help us grow.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to do it all out of pocket and just grow little by little.
Absolutely. So why don't you tell me a little bit about the loans. Do you have any current loans out on the business? You said you have a $30,000 line of credit, right?
Yeah.
And,
I've got a $30,000 with my steel company, and a $30,000 with my parts company. Now I've got some small parts companies I buy from that's $2,000, $3,000, and $5,000 accounts.
Okay. Let's see. So the steel company is a completely different company?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a vendor.
Okay, gotcha. So you've got two lines of credit that are each $30,000 out right now?
Yes.
Okay, and how much have you exhausted on each one of those? What do you have left?
Right at 30 on both of them.
Oh, okay. So you haven't really played with them much?
Yeah, I mean, they're basically tapped out.
Okay.
I mean, I've got 30 borrowed against both of them, and I mail them a check every week.
Right. Okay. And so you're making weekly payments on that?
Yeah.
So what are your weekly payments?
I just pay the oldest invoices, whatever's coming 30 days due.
Okay, gotcha. And so, I mean, what happens really if you don't end up getting this loan? Are you going to start to kind of fall behind, or?
No, I'll just keep doing what I'm doing. Just, I'm using the, taking the week income and just paying the oldest, the oldest invoices.
Okay.
I basically borrowed, use those lines of credit for my inventory.
Right.
So I'm basically just playing with their money.
Okay.
I said I had none to start with.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. I mean, based on what you've told me so far, we're looking for $50,000 of working capital. We're trying to get some steel, get your inventory up, since you have a lot of demand coming up. You said, your return is going to be good since it'll make the process a lot quicker and you're not going to have to turn down people that, that will go to a different direction. So I assume we're trying to do this as soon as possible then, right? Since you do have a demand.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be something I want to discuss with my wife.
Excellent.
But I think unless she tells me I'm just a complete idiot, then I'd want to get started pretty soon.
All right, great. Tell me about credit. You kind of explained to me that, there's been so many hard pulls on it that it kind of shot it down a little bit. But you do have, consistent growth in the business, which is, the main thing that we take a look at for working capital loans. So you have, that close to $100,000 increase every year. Been in business for 6 years, so you guys are pretty established. You got that word of mouth going around. You're the 100% owner of the business, and you kind of just started taking a look at financing because of our letters that kept coming out to you. And you've got those lines of credit that you're using for the inventory right now. So, I mean, based on that, you're definitely looking at our working capital program. And like I told you before, what we take a look at for that are 6 months of your most recent bank statements of the business, as well okay. as the most recent tax return for the business. So okay. those are the only couple documents that we require, along with a one-page application, which I'll send out to you in an email here, yeah. which is just the name of the business and the ownership and things like that. But those are the only other couple things that we take a look at, and then from there we shoot it over to the underwriting department down the hall, and they get back to me with what kind of terms and rates that we can get for you, and then from okay. there it's all on you to see whether it works with your turnover or not. How does that sound?
Yeah, good. Yeah, that's
sound good.
Sounds like something we'll take a look at.
Great.
And like you said, we'd run it through, and then you'd hit me up with a couple options or
yeah,
what's underwriting department.
Exactly.
Their best option.
Exactly. And then, from there, you're going to see, is this rate okay, because I'm going to make money off of it either way, or, this
yeah.
is something I can't do right now. So it really will go back to you in the end.
Yeah.
But,
all right.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and shoot over that email to you then. And,
okay. And that's just flaminghacksawfab@yahoo.
flaminghacksawfab@yahoo.com. Yeah, that's the one that I have for you here too.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'll go ahead and shoot that over to you. I'll even put in there, all the documents that I'm going to need from you. When do you think
okay.
you'll be able to get those in by me?
I'd just be up to my wife.
Yeah.
So I have all that stuff.
I'll shoot them over to you. You can, go discuss with your wife or whatnot, and then sometime towards the end of the week, I'll give you a call and see where you're at. How's that sound?
Okay.
All right.
That'll work.
All righty. Perfect. That sounds great. I hope. Do you have any other questions that I might be able to help you out with, or are we pretty well covered?
And I think it's that'll pretty much cover me.
Yeah.
If I think of something else, I'll definitely get with you.
All right, definitely then. I'm glad I was, able to kind of help you out here and point you in the right direction.
Okay, man, I appreciate your time.
Absolutely, man, I appreciate yours. I'm going to go ahead and shoot over that email to you, and I'll follow up with you. All right, Daniel?
All right, thank you.
All right, no problem, sir. Take care. Have a good one.